They started from Tompkins Square Park, marching slowly through the thriving nightlife of St. Mark's Place. Many were dressed in white, the color of mourning in East Asian countries. Tom Good from the War Resisters League explains the significance of the march.
We're attempting to commemorate what happened in Hiroshima, the crimes that occurred there at the hand of the U.S. government, and also to make linkages to what's happening now in Iraq, the crimes that are occurring there. We're also dressed in white because these are our Asian brothers and sisters who were murdered at the hand of our government, and we're trying to pay our respects in a dignified, solemn procession. This occurring in the heart of the village, which is a little bit noisy.
I see a lot of people screaming there. What is the meaning of this?
I've heard some comments about remember Pearl Harbor. It's the 9/11 syndrome, the knee-jerk reaction. The attitude on the part of some Americans that Asian lives don't matter. If the bomb saved American lives, that was the goal. They missed the point entirely. We all bleed the same. And we're bleeding right now in Iraq, so we're trying to draw those linkages. But I would like to point out that a number of people who are not yelling have been very responsive. They're in our corner.
As the procession stretched past them, many onlookers froze in their footsteps, surprised at the solemnity of the marchers, and for a few moments perhaps reflecting on the enormity of a day in history when the first weapon of mass destruction forever changed the face of war. This young woman shared her thoughts.
Do you think there is any connection between Iraq and Hiroshima?
I don't think they're connected. I mean, yet to be determined who's right, who's wrong, how it's going to end up.
How do you determine who is right and who is wrong?
It's not that black and white.
There's been bombing of civilian populations in both cases?
Yes, there has been.
Do you think it's right?
I'm in the military, so...
It doesn't matter, you still have an opinion.
I think that any death is wrong. I personally wouldn't want to have to kill someone, you know, but desperate times call for desperate measures, and sometimes something like that has to happen, you know? But the dropping of the atomic bomb, I really didn't believe in.
We're in Iraq for the right reason?
I couldn't really tell you exactly why we went in there, other than what we think, which is that we went in to help them be cleared of a dictator.
What rank are you?
I can't say that.
So if they told you to go, you would go?
Yes.
Without any second thought whether it's right or wrong?
Yes.
The march ended around the fountain at the foot of Christopher Street. Marchers took turns speaking the words of victims' families.
When we came to the river, there was a man who was really suffering. He was black all over, and he kept saying at the river, "Give me water, give me water." I felt so sorry for him.
Matt DeLoisio from the Catholic Worker gave a perspective for this type of anti-war demonstration.
People having a good time in the village and they're seeing you, and it seems like counterpoint to what they're doing.
You know, we're not really out to embarrass people. I think all of us, ourselves included, are victims of this society, and we lose our collective memory, we lose history. So I think what we did tonight was a reminder of what has happened in the past and an effort to prevent it from happening again in the future. We, in different ways, mark August 6th and 9th every year. On the 9th, we'll be downtown near Foley Square and then processing to the Federal Building where the Army Corps of Engineers, among other offices, are. Of course, the Manhattan Project is named after the Army Corps of Engineers in New York.
From the banks of the Hudson at Christopher Street, this is Fred Gwynn for the WBI Sunday News.